KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, it's cloudy and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered light rain today, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high of 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest state and area news. In Iowa news, a man is dead and another was injured after a shooting in Marshalltown. Ken Hughey reports from Marshalltown.
Police found two gunshot victims when they arrived on the scene in the 400 block of Union Street in Marshalltown just before 9:30 last night. One of the victims, a 27-year-old male, died at the scene. The other, also a 27-year-old male, was taken to Unity Point Health Marshalltown with gunshot wounds. No arrests have been made. The DCI is among the departments assisting Marshalltown police with the investigation. It is the second fatal shooting in Marshalltown in less than 2 weeks.
The Iowa Attorney General's office says those who operated an alleged national puppy laundering ring masquerading as pet rescues have agreed to dissolve and pay the state $60,000 as part of a settlement. Attorney General Tom Miller last year sued two nonprofit rescue groups, Hobo Canine Rescue and Abrit, and Rescue Pets Iowa Corporation of Ottumwa, along with others. The lawsuit accused them of working together to illegally transfer thousands of designer puppies through the sham rescue groups to out-of-state pet stores from September of 2016 to September of 2019. The defendants denied the allegations but agreed to the consent judgment. Lab results stemming from an investigation into a January accident in Taylor County has resulted in charges for the driver. Taylor County Sheriff's Office late Wednesday night said the charges of operating while under the influence of a combination of alcohol and drugs were filed against 60-year-old Ricky Scott from Lenox. Scott was driving a 2012 Ford F-150 on J-20 southwest of Lenox on January 16th when he swerved to miss a dog. His pickup left the road and flipped onto its side into a ditch. Scott was transported by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines after the crash. Authorities say a specimen taken from him following the accident was sent to the Iowa DCI lab for analysis, resulting in the charge. The State Patrol assisted with that crash investigation. Two arrests have been reported in Union County. The Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man and woman from Ringgold County had been arrested March 17th at the Ringgold-Union County line. 34-year-old David Wayne Giles and 36-year-old Nicole Jean Ott, both of whom are from Diagonal, were arrested on Union County warrants for burglary in the third degree. Both were later released on $5,000 bonds each. The Sheriff's Office said also a woman from Creston reported Sunday afternoon that while her 2013 Chevy Equinox was parked on Kingfisher just south of Highway 34 due to a flat tire, it was vandalized. The damage was estimated at $1,000. The Iowa Department of Public Health yesterday had been notified of 21 additional positive cases of Iowans with COVID-19 for a total of 145 positive cases. There have been a total of 2,578 negative tests to date, which includes testing reported by the state hygienic lab and other labs. The virus has hospitalized 23 Iowans, a number that's increasing daily. The Iowa Department of Public Health data said Wednesday that 12 people have been released from the hospital and are recovering at home. The virus is now in 31 of Iowa's 99 counties. Governor Kim Reynolds received a notification Tuesday night that President Trump had approved her request for a presidential major disaster declaration for COVID-19, removing a $5 million cap on federal funds, as well as making available the Community Disaster Loan Program. The declaration provides assistance for work and services to save lives and protect property, to include emergency protective measures. Reynolds had also requested activation of the federal disaster unemployment assistance and crisis counseling programs and statewide hazard mitigation assistance funding. Those portions of her request are still under consideration. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones yesterday joined in spreading the message being promoted by the IDPH and Governor Kim Reynolds with regard to COVID-19, and that is to wash your hands frequently and practice social distancing.
Be very vigilant on that. Right now, Cass County is still no viruses. I've been watching the map on the Iowa map this morning, and some counties are starting to fill in, and we're still good, and so the southwestern, eastern part of Iowa is still clear, too. So let's try and keep us on the front-running portion of this coronavirus. So just keep washing your hands and doing the things you need to be doing.
Jones said also residents need to get their census surveys filled out and sent in.
Everybody should have had their census card here about 2 weeks ago. And everybody should have everybody at home right now to count the people, count your kids, get a little practice, but get it sent in. You can do it online. It takes about 2 minutes. It's very simple. But get it done, because it's basically a very economic development for our town of Atlantic, because if we don't count someone, there's funding we lose down the road for different programs. So it's a very important part for our city as far as getting our funds coming from the federal government.
Jones added the next city council meeting on April 1st will be done via Zoom due to the restrictions on how many people may gather at any given time and place.
Most people, the only one's going to be there probably be me, John and Barb and Nick, our TV guy. If you want to come, Dave Mr. Erickson, our police chief, will be there to make sure we only got 10 people in there. Just keep that in mind.
The mayor was referring there to City Administrator John Lund, City Clerk Barb Barrick, and Nick Kern, who's the meeting photojournalist. The Cass County Health Systems Incident Command team on Wednesday issued a clarification regarding current COVID-9 test results. And to date, officials said CCHS has tested more than 25 individuals. All tests that have been received so far have been negative. There are still test results pending, and those patients will be personally notified when those results are received, whether they are positive or negative. Cass County Health System said yesterday it's preparing for all scenarios and possible surge of patients related to COVID-19. As CCHS continues to care for the ongoing health care needs of the community, both COVID-19-related and regular needs, they say they need your help in conserving the resources. There are several ways employers can help. Do not ask your employees to go to a health care provider for a return-to-work clearance related to suspected or confirmed COVID-19 or exposure. Do not ask your employees to present to the clinic for them to determine whether or not that they are a high-risk employee, and do not require employees to be tested for COVID-19. The need for testing will be made by the health care provider. Those measures, CCHS says, will help us all stop the spread of COVID-19, while also helping us to conserve our supply of gloves, masks, swabs, and other critical supplies. Businesses are also encouraged to consider donating personal protective equipment, or PPE, to your local hospital. That would include gloves, gowns, N95 respirators, and face shields. Mostly mildly ill Iowans do not need to go to their health care provider or to be tested to confirm they have COVID-19. About 80% of Iowans infected with COVID-19 will experience only a mild to moderate illness. Sick Iowans must stay home, health authorities say, and isolate themselves from others in their house. Stay home and isolate from others until you have no fever for at least 72 hours. That's 3 full days with no fever without the use of medicine that reduces fever. And other symptoms are improving. For example, when your cough or shortness of breath have improved. And you have to have at least 7 days passed since your symptoms first appeared. For up-to-date information on COVID-19, visit the IDPH webpage. There's a link to that in this same story on our news page. Or you can follow them on social media as well. Well, the executive director of the Nishna Valley YMCA in Atlantic Wednesday put out a statement with regard to operations at the YMCA and Ann W. Wickman Child Care Center in response to COVID-19 pandemic. Dan Haynes says currently the YMCA building is closed as mandated by state and local officials. However, as requested by the governor and local officials, our TLC or school-age child care operation is still in full operation within the YMCA building, as is the Wickman Care Center. Haynes says increased precautions are being taken as recommended by the Department of Human Services and local health department. Drop-off and pick-up procedures, class sizes, and social distancing have been implemented in both locations per health department guidelines. And in an effort to maintain YMCA membership and funds, Dan Haynes says the Nishna Valley Family YMCA Board of Directors is asking you to stick with your current or your YMCA even as the building is closed temporarily due to no fault of your own. There are several things they're asking of you, including keeping your membership dues up to date, and if you're not a member, consider joining now to make the greatest impact. Also, while they're closed down, they do have virtual fitness options for you to use in your home and other suggestions. Haynes said also they will keep you updated as we get any news on reopening, keeping in mind our first priority is the staff and members, keeping those safe. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.